Nothing I could imagine. A few days later, we all flew out to Seattle for Alex's custody hearing. The whole Cross family went west again. No vacation this time, though. Not even a short one. The morning after we arrived, Janny, Damon, and Nana sat quietly behind me on the courtroom benches as we waited for things to get started. Our conversation had dropped off to a tense silence, but having them there meant even more than I would have thought. I straightened the papers in front of me for about the 10th time. I'm sure I looked fine to everyone, but I was a wreck inside, all hollowed out. Ben Abazian and I were seated at the respondent's table on the left side of the room. It was a warmly appointed but impersonal space, with honey-colored wood veneer on the walls and standard-issue contemporary furniture. There were no windows. Not that it mattered. Seattle was showing off its dark, rainy side that morning. When Christine came in, she looked very fresh and put together. I'm not sure what I expected. Maybe some outward indication that this was as hard for her as it was for me. Her hair looked longer, pulled back in a French braid. Her navy suit and gray, high-collared silk blouse were more conservative than I was used to with her, and more imposing. She looked as if she could be another lawyer in the room. It was perfect. Our eyes met briefly. She nodded my way without showing any emotion. For a second, I flashed onto a memory of her looking at me across the table at Kincaid's, our old favorite dinner spot in D.C. It was hard to believe these were the same eyes meeting mine in this courtroom, or that she was the same person.